blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, so here's my number, and so call me
Sean. This is Blah Blah Podcast, episode 11, 50 Shades of Podcast. I am
Jason. 50 Shades of Fucked Up.
Let's call it by its real name, 50 Shades of Fucked Up.
This is a special episode, my friends. I am Jason Green. You are my podcasting partner in crime, Sean Smith. And I'm joined by a plethora of good friends today. I got Evan Moore returning.
Good word.
Evan Moore, thank you for coming.
Thank
back.
You for having me.
Anytime. Chris Holshue, I am graced by your deep voice again.
You got to help me.
And Mike Dowling.
I paid for this.
Yes, you did.
And for the first time on the show, Josh Hirsch.
Hello, thank
Jewish
you for having
Lightning,
me.
Jewish Lightning, as yes. some call him.
That is what they call me.
Hebrew Thunder.
Hebrew Thunder.
The Hebrew Hammer.
The Hebrew Hammer. That's
well, fine. Gents, I'm just gonna whip this topic into
whip it out.
Because we all just got back from seeing 50 Shades of Grey, and it was nowhere near great. It was...
Oh, no.
I'm okay with it.
Do it over.
I'm fine with it.
All right. We're not gonna interrupt anyone when we're talking. Like, we're gonna give our own real clear concise opinions of it, and we'll go in a round table. So I'll start first, then Sean.
We need to start
background.
With a topic. Like, pick characters.
Can't just do a general, you know,
just
opinion.
Well, I was gonna say my general start. Opinion.
Okay.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it. Try.
Okay. I thought this movie was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. It was directionless, and it was there was some really unintentionally funny parts, like when he bends down and eats her toast. And out of context,
it was more like an animal, really.
But this movie, just my mind was numb, not in the good way. Like, I was so bored, I was checking my cell phone over and over again because this movie was going nowhere. All it was, a guy meets a girl, or a girl meets a guy who is into what BDSM, and she's into it, and then she's not, and then she is, and the movie ends. How about you, Sean? What'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. One of the fun
took notes.
One of the I took 11 pages worth of notes, and we're going to go through all of them.
Yes, we are.
One of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Also, one of the most infuriating movies I've ever seen. So I'll leave it to everyone else.
Josh.
Probably the worst movie I've ever seen. Although I was laughing throughout, so it kept me entertained. But there was no plot at all. Acting was terrible. Direction was non-existent. Yeah, it was just overall terrible.
Mike?
It actually held my attention with how dull it was. Like,
is that a compliment?
I don't know. I couldn't try. I couldn't not watch it just because it was a train wreck. It was horrible.
Yeah.
That's really it, man.
Come on, that's it.
Evan, gracious with your knowledge, please.
All right, so I went in expecting a laughably bad, like, overblown sex film, but I didn't go in expecting the... I think it is the worst film I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of really bad films, but they still have something about them that I like. Some sort of, like, a factor to get you to come back, or something you can really talk about. This was just atrocious from beginning to end. There was no plot. There was no characters. Nothing happened.
Nothing's
resolved. I get there's more books and shit, but I'm not...
I am not chomping at the bit. To
no,
see
we're not.
Books.
We're not actually seeing the sequel when it comes out because I've never been more insulted by a film in my entire life. I feel bad watching it. I was like, I can't believe that this is popular.
Oh yeah, feminists are gonna hate this movie. I mean,
oh,
I'm sure
but
they
women
do.
Love
but
it. I'm not a feminist. I'm not some sort of like, you know, crazy feminist or anything. But I actually felt that this was offensive towards women.
Yeah.
Like, but like,
straight up.
Like, this was one of the most offensive films I've ever seen in my life.
I went into it and I was offended for women. And then by the end of it, I was offended as a human being.
I thought you just said you offended four women.
No. I mean, by going into it, I'm sure I offended plenty of women. By spending money, I'm sure I offended plenty of women. Mm.
The guy at the ticket counter when we were getting our tickets, man,
he was laughing.
He gave me the eye.
Everybody in that movie theater was couples or like single girls who were like, I don't even see my favorite book turn into a film.
A black family.
Or a black family. Yep. But we were six dudes lined up.
Wearing gray.
And everybody wearing in the gray, movie theater was laughing at us. I don't know if you caught that. But
oh, yeah.
And we were laughing back.
We were laughing back.
The old couple in front of us tried to move. And then his wife wouldn't let him. Yeah. He looked at us. I'm pretty sure he thought Chris and I were together.
Oh!
He shot me this look and looked at Chris. He didn't look further down. He just looked at the two of us because we were next to each other.
He's just mad we're more in love.
He got up. He went to the other side of the theater, and he looked over at his wife and was like, come on.
But out of
She's
all
like,
the...
No.
There's six of us. Why do you think you? I mean, did you guys come in holding hands?
Because we had the most chemistry. Compared to the movie chemistry, Mike and I had more chemistry.
There you go.
All right, I think that the number one thing to talk about is actually how creepy this movie was.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't romantic, and it was released on Valentine's Day, and you think, oh, this is a sexy love movie. This had nothing to do with love.
It was not
love.
A romance.
This was not romance. This was American
Psycho.
Well,
he doesn't do romance.
Yeah, he doesn't make love.
He just fucks.
He fucks hard.
Actual line from the movie.
This was American Psycho. It was the same character. He had the business card and everything that he dropped down. Like, except American Psycho is a great film. This is terrible.
I'll repeat this. This film just did nothing. I was flabbergasted by how much nothing was going on.
You gotta wait for the sequel.
I feel like it could have been American Psycho if it just. Because, you know, you don't really follow Christian Grey that much. You're always following the chick. So it's like American Psycho if you didn't follow the interesting guy.
Oh. Speaking of Christian Grey, I just want to point out how terrible that actor was. I don't even know.
He was pretty bad. He couldn't recite dialogue.
Or hear me out, maybe he's the best actor ever. And here's why. Because it was a Twilight fan fiction. He played it as bland and as poorly as he could to be like Twilight.
Oh, that's a good point.
Was it just me or was he wearing gray contacts?
He was.
Yeah, his eyes were gray.
Wait, seriously?
Really?
I never noticed that.
I looked at it and it...
I was too busy looking at the yellow splotches on the screen.
Well, that was the shitty movie theater.
I think he made me ashamed to wear a blazer.
No, because they said the one safe word was yellow and I started seeing yellow. I think that was part of the movie.
I do not think it was part of the movie.
It was a shitty projector.
Did you notice the clumsy symbolism? His business was called Gray House. Are you kidding me? House of Gray? Like, oh, I didn't see that one coming.
Did anybody else pick up on when she leaves the office after she first meets him and it starts raining?
She's like, oh, yes. Like,
yeah. Not only did she get wet, the whole world got wet.
Well, okay, wait. The whole point of the book was it was her first person perspective, right?
I don't think there was a point to the book.
No, but like the book was her emotions, her thoughts during all of this. This movie needed a narrator. It actually didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Because how the hell were we supposed to feel what she was feeling or like what
she
was thinking?
We didn't know what she was thinking.
She just looked uncomfortable the whole time with the fact that she's being tied to the ceiling with a thing from Temple of Doom where they lower her down to the fire.
What I got from this was that it could be translated so well into a book. Like you said, the scene where she goes outside and feels the rain on her face. It's like, what's her name? Anastasia?
Yeah.
Anastasia walks outside. She feels the cold rain dripping down
her
forehead.
It was first person. The book
and it's
was
just like
person.
That. Everything in this movie was translated so... I never read the book, but it feels like I did now. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't feel
so
it.
Many... Okay, like the medium of film is show, not tell. But you cannot tie someone to a wall and then whip them and then see pleasure. Someone being whipped at the wall.
But that's some kind of description or something.
But she did. Oh, that had to be a big part of the book because she kept doing it over and over and over. Like, that had to have been something in the book where that was like, every time I bit my lip, I could see Christian do something.
Typical Hollywood magic. If you bit your lip that much, you wouldn't have a lip by the end of the film.
Oh, and the symbolism piece of crap is in the beginning when she had the pencil with gray on it. Gray
she's like,
name,
like
and she kept putting it in her mouth. I'm
but
Jesus
guys,
Christ.
You realize the lip biting is straight out of Twilight.
Mm. Is it really?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
What did you say, Mike?
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Do you want me to get through these notes?
I wanted to just go around and ask you guys, what was your favorite
moment?
Hilariously bad part?
Favorite moment?
Like,
oh,
for me, for me, it was the toast.
It had
like,
to have been
a
toast.
There's a scene where she wakes up after she has a night of drinking, and she's in an apartment building, with, or like a hotel room with Christian Grey, and he gives her toast. and he takes his shirt off and just says, well, I don't even remember what he says. And he
She goes, did we do it last night? He goes, if I had you, you wouldn't be able to walk straight for a week. And then he bends over and bites the toast out of her hand. What the fuck?
Anybody else have any?
My favorite bad moment is when she's drunkenly with her like nice friend who's like treated her well the whole time, and he goes in to kiss her, and the guy dives out of nowhere and like knocks him to the ground. He's like, she's not interested.
No, his exact words were, dude, she said no.
And then he proceeds to take her to a sex dungeon.
Well, that must make him a good guy.
Not say red, though.
I think the whole thing with the contract, just in general, was so laughably bad. Because he wants her to be a sex slave. Live in her house on the weekends and do anything he says, which is the most misogynistic, sexist thing I have ever heard in my entire life. And he wants her to sign a contract, and they're going through the contract, and she's like, no anal fisting, no vaginal fisting, what are butt plugs? I'm like, what are we watching?
No, what woman at that point, what woman her age doesn't know what a butt plug is?
Well, she's a virgin.
She hasn't done anything.
She has a flip phone. Come on.
She can't Google that shit. And her computer is broken.
Yeah.
How'd she get through college?
No, her computer's down. It's not broken.
No, that's the thing. The part where the delivery man delivers the MacBook and he sets it up for her. Who the fuck does
that?
I
got all that.
Yeah, he turned it on. That's really the only thing.
But I mean, you know, you're talking about it being misogynistic, but it's like, it was written by a woman, so I guess that makes it okay.
Are we sure E.L. James is a woman? Have you seen her picture?
I've seen her. I've seen her.
She kind of looks like Angelica Hudson
she
as a
man. She looks like that chick from Pitch Perfect.
What's her name? Oh, God.
Oh,
you know that song?
Something Wilson?
Used to be
Yeah.
What's the name of the guy?
Oh, the guy who got that weird sex change and has like an inflated
it
face?
It could be him.
Yeah, it's probably him.
Bruce Jenner?
Jenner? No. Was that it?
No, the guy in from Dead or Alive, the You Spin Me Right Round guy.
Oh,
what was his Pete Burns. That was it? Yeah, I don't know.
Look him up now.
Go to the notes.
It's totally him.
Go to the notes. I'll look that up.
All right, okay. Sean, grace us with your 100 pages. Because
Sean actually took notes during this
I have
film.
11 pages of notes.
It's a small notebook.
Yes.
Just go through some of the highlights.
All right. I started during the trailers. So
also.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't make it through the trailers.
Didn't you start during the ads before the trailers?
Actually, I did.
Yeah. It's Pete Burns, and this is what he looks like, and this is actually what E.L. James also
looks
like. So I'm pretty sure
kinda
he's the guy.
Like if Cher fell down.
I'm sure
her face got swollen.
She's fallen down many times. Okay.
Her face is just too heavy.
You'll have to remind me about this one. I just have written down here, Dropbox for babies.
Oh, my God!
The Dropbox for babies.
Okay, so there was this thing, there's this documentary or a TV show coming out for South Korean families. They have too many kids, and they just abandon them. So someone set up like a Dropbox for babies where you can go and drop your baby in a box, and someone will find a home.
And it was set up to be this like inspirational story of babies being dropped in a box, and then Psy comes out in 20 years.
And
like donate your old clothes, those boxes, you know.
Here's E.L. James. I seriously think it's Pete Burns. I'm convinced they're the same person.
I have written here, I hate Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
His ads kept popping up.
Yeah, it came up like 4 or 5 times.
Trojan Lube.
Well, yep.
Two commercials.
What a better place.
Two lube commercials.
My dad commented on my Facebook status.
Which you
hope
probably
hope you have
down,
KY.
I don't
thanks,
talk
Dad.
About 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't want to explain to employers why I was here.
I wrote down about the family that came in with the little children.
The African American family with the little kids.
Yep.
Yeah,
they had little kids.
Family of four.
Oh my God!
Look, it's Valentine's Day. The whole family had to come along.
I can't believe you would. They didn't leave either. They were still
maybe
there.
Maybe they didn't know what the film was. I don't know.
Maybe they didn't
want to
give
trailer.
Their kid the talk.
They thought
you know what I mean?
No, maybe they thought it was like Sesame Street, like 50 Shades of Grey. You're going to learn about colors.
One shade?
If you can scar them now, they won't be a problem later. It's just the best abstinence.
Oh, no, you rolled your eyes at me.
Kids. You don't want any part of this.
Now you're going to get 3 slaps.
I have written here John Cena.
Oh, he was in the trailer for that terrible movie.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the Judd Apatow movie.
Very attractive woman.
Pitch Perfect 2.
Yeah.
Oh, Pitch Perfect 2.
No. It was called Trainwreck.
Yeah.
It was.
Was that the one with Harrison? No, Harrison Ford was in The Woman Who Never Ages.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Oh,
we're getting there.
She's
a spy. She's a spy.
Yes. I wrote fuck Pitch Perfect. By the way, in the trailer, the one title card said Pitch Slap.
I saw that. I noticed that.
One of the posters says the pitch is back.
Someone got paid Jesus to write those lines. That's the saddest part of it all.
Some PR person's hanging themselves right now.
I wrote Christian Grey's tie. I wrote Jason Statham needs money.
Yeah, his career went way downhill. It's very sad.
Well, he's transporting to other genres.
Wow.
Still playing the same character.
Just looking at this, all the trailers we saw. We saw a prequel to American Sniper with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed really inappropriate after the fact.
It was very inappropriate. It's like it was this romantic comedy with Emma Stone and Bill Murray that's taking place like during the war.
It looked like it should have been a goofy comedy because it had Danny McBride and Alec Baldwin.
And Bill Murray.
But then
Murray.
Bill Murray can kind of go back and forth. But then it just started having very serious moments in the trailer. Like, it's one of those dramedies.
Yeah.
There was by the way, these trailers that we saw revealed way too much about the movies, too. I knew the whole plots of the movies. Now, Pitch Perfect, too. Like, you have to do this competition to win. Like, I know you're going to win.
Yeah, we watched the whole movie in the trailer.
Yeah.
John Krasowski from The Office got jacked.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
I was waiting for him to just look at the camera and smile.
No, but
here's the real question. Do you think Emma Stone is one of the Infinity Stones from Marvel?
Moving on.
Anyway.
I mean, technically, it's canon now.
We have, I wrote down, Pet Cemetery with Biology and Electricity.
The Lazarus Project.
Oh, yeah, what the heck?
All right, Raish.
Tesla blew it again.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where
Donald Glover.
He dies in the trailer.
He didn't make it through the trailer.
He didn't even make it through the trailer.
And they want to make him Spider-Man. Yeah, okay.
And it also had Quicksilver from Days of Future Past.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. He wasn't wearing his signature duct tape jacket, so I didn't recognize him.
The new Will Smith movie, what's that called?
Focus. Yeah. And it had the title screen, like it said Focus, looked like Focus Pictures.
Yeah.
Like it had, so that really threw me off because I thought it was gonna be like Focus Pictures, and it was just like Focus.
Nope, that's just the name of the movie.
I'm willing to bet he came out of After Earth.
Oh.
And he said, "Give me any script, I'll make the movie. It doesn't matter."
I just
wrote on here Super Bowl 48 the movie because that's all that they kept showing in the trailer.
Yeah, I guess there's some sort of con with the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Who cares? I'm not seeing it.
Oh, Harrison Ford. I love how his movie was rated PG-13 for one suggestive comment.
A suggestive comment.
Just a suggestive.
It was like
comment.
This woman got struck by lightning in her car and she couldn't.
I think
age.
It was called The Age of Angelica. Was it something like that?
Something
it was Blake Lively.
But, okay, so Harrison Ford showed up in the trailer, and, like, instantly it's a better movie, obviously. But, come on, Harrison. Dude, you're playing Han Solo again.
You're talking to the guy who was in Aliens vs. Cowboys and Anchorman 2.
Look,
he hasn't been picking his scripts too well.
Look.
He just wants money.
That's got
to
be
And he
it.
Wants David Copperfield to leave his house.
No, it was David Blaine.
God damn it. The second time
Blaine.
I messed that up.
Look
keep,
that
keep
If you
that.
Haven't seen that video of David Blaine
hilarious,
doing,
yeah.
doing a magic trick for Harrison Ford, it's really funny because he puts a $20 bill in an avocado, and Harrison Ford looks right at David Blaine and goes, "Get the fuck out of my house." It was really great.
All right. I hope I'm the only person who thought of this, but the opening scene of the movie just reminded me of the opening scene from Batman and Robin. When it's just close-ups of them getting ready, and he's getting ready with everything.
Yeah.
When it said music by Danny Elfman.
Yeah,
that was insane. That was like I couldn't believe. Oh, not only that, but how gray was that opening sequence? And I'm not even trying to make a joke, but all.
Oh no, everything was gray.
The color, I don't know if they did it on purpose, and I guess they did.
I'm sure they did.
The color palette of this movie was gray.
Yeah, his eyes were freaking gray.
The only time that they, the only time it wasn't a gray color palette. Was when they were negotiating the contract with the anal fisting.
And it was like red.
And it was red and orange.
It was a serious
It looked like a tequila sunrise.
Well, it looked like it was like they were throwing it back to his playroom, which was red.
Oh, yeah. But even then, the colors were so dull in there.
What I didn't understand about the music of the film was it was all just pop songs that were slowed down and made to sound creepy. What the hell did Danny
Elfman make?
The
opening of this podcast.
Every sex scene was a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
A boring music video.
Pretty much the same amount of content,
like,
too.
How
yeah.
many times do I have to see this girl's boobs? I get it. God.
They weren't even that big.
I don't think I'd ever see the day where I'd think something like that.
No,
and
here's the reason why. And you were saying, because the girl really wasn't that hot. I mean, she was a cute actress.
She was cute, but they could have found someone alive.
I think they wanted to make her plain so every girl in the audience can put herself in there. And they made Christian Grey really attractive. And her like, ooh, I could see myself being her because I'm, you know... pretty and
I got small boobs
look.
Too.
I don't look like a supermodel, but it's such a sexualized
movie. I don't shave
movie.
Either.
Yeah, well, hold on. It's such a sexualized film that you would think they would cast overly sexualized people. Mm-hmm. And they did for Christian Grey, and they didn't for her.
And it backfired, because what woman would want to be in that position where she'd be trapped with Christian Grey?
Yeah, well, apparently a lot of women.
At least she wised up 15. At the end and left.
15 to be exact.
At least 15.
We're already his sex slave.
I think this
her.
Movie exceeded the 50 Shade palette.
There was more than 50 Shades of Grey in probably, that movie. Yeah.
All right, so we couldn't tell whether she was in high school or college.
College.
We found out later college, but then she mentioned she has a 4.0 GPA.
Nerd.
Which, there's no way.
Well, she was in English lit. That's easy.
But she, like, really shoehorned that in, too. Like, yeah, it was like, do you know how to get there? Yes, I have a GPS. And a 4.0 GPA.
Like, exposition. Character development. We're not going to have any more of this for the rest of the movie, so might as well get it all out now.
Yeah, we know nothing about these characters, even at the end of the movie.
Well, Christian Grey, he's...
I don't know what the fuck his business is. What
is
he doing? What is Ray Enterprises?
He would regularly leave to conduct business and not tell us what was going on.
Yeah. And then that one scene, he left and she walks into his house and he's just mad because the business deal didn't go.
He just goes on angry phone calls and that.
Yeah, get in the playroom in 15 minutes, be on your knees and ready
for me. We would just assume that he has some sort of airplane business or something, because that's all he does is
helicopters. Helicopters and gliders.
Yeah.
Well, every then his exec has an helicopter.
But then his parents were already rich. Like, his mom was like a doc. Like, what does he do?
He's Batman.
All right, look at the business Grey House, and you tell me what he does. What could that name possibly mean?
He makes crayons of the same color.
All grey crayons.
I wrote early on here, because I could tell, clearly a strong female character.
Clearly.
Well, they're trying to play her off as like she's this really smart girl, right? And that she's got kind of, you know...
Yeah.
But she... No woman would... act this way. I'm not some sort of raging feminist, but for God's sakes, how degrading can a character be towards a gender? Because,
and a female director, by the way.
Was it a female director?
A female writer? Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on here?
I think these females are saying they just want to get whipped.
Well, I mean, there are people like that out there, I'm sure, but it was super clear that our main character wasn't one of them.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not into this because I'm a virgin. I'm not comfortable with this. And he's like forcing her to do it.
I would have been more interested in watching a movie if, like, she started out not being sure about it, but then got into it.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
She never got it.
They were trying to meet in the middle. Like, they were trying to, like, all right, he's like, you're the one who's changing me. And I guess that's the plot of the movie. But I don't know.
Plot?
It would make sense for her to, like, try it if they had any kind of chemistry at all. All of their interactions were unpleasant. Why would anyone be... neither of them should have been attracted to each other.
And, you know, I like sex scenes just as much as the next guy, but it's just...
They weren't creative or anything.
Like, literally, there was one where they're in the playroom, right? And then he's at the piano, and she's like...
And then
like,
they go right back.
And they go right back in the playroom. Can we... We need to end with the scene with
Whitney transition.
As hard as you can.
We'll
get to that.
All right. At this point, she had that pencil that she was moving around her mouth and sort of sticking in a little bit. I wrote in here.
The closest you'll get to seeing her blowing anything.
Yeah. I was like,
Freudian.
I wrote in here, you want to see a pencil disappear? I wrote a direct quote on here. It says, I've always been good at people.
Is that what Christian
Grey did say that? Christian
Grey's sexual quote.
Sean has a couple of them because the lines in this movie were the dialogue.
Oh, here's a good one.
All right, go ahead.
All right. She becomes an expert about him mid-interview and then immediately goes back to not knowing anything about him.
Well, she somehow struck this raw nerve that was so obvious. He's like, oh, people who know me say I have no heart. I don't think a lot of people really know you. Nobody's ever said that to me before. Cancel my next meeting. We have to talk. Like, that, it wasn't some deep...
Go to my ready room.
I don't care if I lose $50 million. Tell him to go to hell.
Yeah, she figured out I have mommy issues.
And then she asked the most important question of all. Are you gay?
He's like, no, I'm not gay.
He's gray.
I wrote on here, Gray is a dick and has one.
I guess that's true.
How do you know? We don't see it.
We do. We see his chubs, and I was not happy about it. I've got chubs for you.
There was the one scene where, like, you know, he motions like he's penetrating her, and it really looked like...
I think they had sex on camera.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I sincerely doubt that.
It certainly looked that way.
Because this
is not a Lars von Trier movie.
No.
But how do you fake that? That was...
Easily.
That looks
called editing.
It's yes, it's called editing.
They inserted a CG penis in her vagina.
Thanks, George. Well, I think the Ewoks all need CG penises that can erect and then.
Oh yeah, you saw the all the monsters walking in the background.
Oh yeah, the 50 Shades of Grey, the George Lucas special edition, where she shoots first
on Blu-ray.
I have a direct quote from here again. It just says he was clean.
What?
Yeah.
What was that?
What was this? I forgot the rest of the context behind that.
They were in the apartment.
After they were in the apartment.
What was he like?
Yeah.
He was clean. Clean.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
God, I really spaced out more than I thought.
I wrote, what is this delivery? I don't even remember.
A MacBook.
What's the MacBook?
No, they were shoehorning in that she was an English lit major. And
yeah,
she
these
got
are
a whole
first
bunch
editions
of
these Thomas Hardy books.
Oh.
Thomas Hardy?
That was the name of the author.
Oh,
we also,
of course.
We also distinguished that her classrooms look like boardrooms.
Yep.
And everyone's so attractive looking.
Yep.
Just like real life.
Yep.
She has a gay friend until we find out he's not gay.
Jose?
And then he never comes back in the film.
No, no.
You hear about him, though, because Christian's brother likes to hang out with him.
Okay, wait. We were
wait
saying this before we started.
Yeah.
That the story between Christian's brother and her roommate looked like a really interesting romance.
Yeah,
story.
Yeah that looked. Yeah.
And I really wish that the movie
I
followed
to
them.
Find out more about that
because
now.
That was act. They looked like they met under weird circumstances. They were getting along really well. He was bringing her like to the house.
He was romancing with her friends.
Yeah.
She had
he
more.
Was there. She was there at the dinner for the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yeah. They were having a natural, normal
and
real
she had
romance.
More of a personality than her
and
friend.
And she
did.
Was an interesting character. She
and he looked
cool.
like.
But
the
instead,
guy from
we got
Anarchy.
A movie about Count Chocula and his mop.
Well, also she was like the valedictorian. Like I don't know. Like
yeah,
it seemed like an interesting plot going on. I guess that's in the sequel, which I'll never see.
Count Smackula.
You couldn't hold me down and make me watch that movie.
Oh, I'm sure Christian Grey will try to hold you down.
Christian Grey.
His mom looks to be about, or her mom looks about to be the same age as, yeah. as she
not
is.
Looks no, like no, was
it
the
like
same age.
Looks like a 5-year difference.
My yeah. mouth alert was most. Going off.
There's not much there.
So was Christian Grey and his mom though, but she was a little more.
No, smooth. That was Marcia Gay Harden. She got a little fat. She's
what
like.
What else is she in? I don't know.
The Mist.
She, Mystic.
Oh. She was the religious lady in the
Wait,
oh,
seriously?
Really? Yeah.
Mystic River?
Oh, that. Ooh.
Yeah.
She did not age well.
She
that's,
didn't.
I also wrote a note later on. We'll get to it. But she started with an accent and then lost it at dinner.
I caught that. But I think she was just trying to be prissy and uppity because I'm rich. Like, I'm a proper rich lady.
And she drinks with her pinky out.
She also had, like, no nose, like the guy is turning into Red Skull.
She's never had a nose.
She's going through procedure to turn into Red Skull.
I asked myself, how the fuck does he know where she works? Because he just
or
shows
lives.
Up.
That was creepy.
Or lives.
Oh, yeah, when she goes to Georgia,
yeah,
he just
found
shows
them in
up.
Georgia,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
No, but the hardware is because she worked at this hardware store. Where, oh, also keep in mind that every good-looking, nice, helpful, normal guy in the world is hitting on this girl, but she
like
wants
Paul.
No part. Paul.
That was a little creepy, though.
Oh,
like,
I
just,
wrote,
like, holds her.
Yeah, and walked up behind her at
it's
the
like,
register.
Can I help you bag?
I have a note here. It says,
thanks,
fuck
Paul.
Off, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Paul's like, can help you bag, and Christian shot him a look like, I will kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I will take you to my playroom and tie you down and leave you there for a couple days.
He's just asserting his dominance.
Did you notice when she was cutting the rope for him that they had all the knots tied on, like,
I
different
that,
knots
yeah.
on the wall?
Yeah,
I made a note of that.
Sailor's knots.
Oh, yeah, he must have been a boater or something, like a boatman, because he just could
yeah,
die.
And
or
then,
a Boy Scout.
He, oh, yeah.
The very next scene, she's at his little photo shoot thing. No, they didn't bring that up at all, and she's just automatically there.
Yeah, they didn't really explain that.
No.
Jose is taking the picture.
It weren't exactly
what's going on.
Subtle
well, she,
transitions in
he,
this film.
He said something along the lines of, like, oh, if she wants an original photo, I can do it tomorrow, and then it's just happening.
And then, yeah, and then boom, they're there taking pictures.
I got a little over-anxious with the story, so I just wrote in here, tell me about your character because the story can't.
I think that's where the narrator would have helped.
Mm.
Like, in all seriousness, this movie needed to be narrated because we don't know anything about her. We don't know anything about how she feels.
She bites her lip.
Yeah, that's all I know. If she bites her lip, she's an English major.
And
she's
clearly,
not
she's a great actress.
Oh, we'll get to that.
What did you
that say? Was my OMG moment.
That she's a virgin?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah. That scene on itself
but speaking
was...
of narrator, I'm telling you, Gilbert Godfrey.
I would have watched it.
I would watch it.
Thoroughly entertaining.
If that was recut with Gilbert Godfrey, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I wrote fuck the script.
Yep. Well, that's...
Oh, she goes, I'm going to delete your contact. JK.
Just kidding. I'm going to call
I'm going to call you.
And then the creepiest scene of the entire movie happens. Don't drink. You can't get that drunk. Where are you?
Let me pick you up.
Let me pick you up. I know where you are. I'm coming to get you. Oh, by the way, this is my brother I don't like. He can go hang out with your roommate. Wait, go back to that. Interesting. That guy is cool.
Now, if we had, like, seen their relationship blossom with this weird, awkward thing happening in the background, how much better would that have been?
It would have been like a rom-com with, like, some weird subplot that was funny.
It's, like, really dark and strange.
But kind of funny. Like, I think that could have worked as, like, a joke. This whole movie was a fucking joke.
I wrote on here, gay friend, not so gay.
Maybe he was bi.
No, he was totally in love with her.
The quote.
He's a nice guy.
We have the quote, dude, she said no. And then I noted...
Red light.
That's the last time I saw Jose.
before she even said anything, I noted on here that she woke up in new clothes.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe they weren't even going to address that, but then they did.
Yeah, with the toast.
And then he buys her a
car. Here's another
drink. Welcome to my hotel room. You were drunk, so I took you back to my place, undressed you, bought you new clothes, made you breakfast, and slept next to you all night. Yes. You don't remember? Oh, it's all right. I'm charming and nice.
Let me eat your toast now. Your good friend Jose tried to hit on you, and then I pushed him away.
So come back to my sex dungeon.
How did he know her size when it comes to the end?
Well, I'm sure he looked at her clothes after he took them off.
That's true. He did stiff her
panties. Also, she was not wearing a bra under that shirt, so clearly he took her bra off. Like that... Does that no one else find this creepy?
Dude,
like,
no,
this
it, no,
not
it
charming.
Is. It
it's
is.
Extremely creepy.
I have another direct quote here. Necrophilia is not my thing.
He literally says that.
He did say
when
that.
When she asks him if they had sex while she was drunk, he says, necrophilia is not my thing.
Which means he's tried it.
I've tried it, but...
how do you know you don't like it until you try?
50 Shades of Grave.
Oh, my God.
All right, I have the toast thing in here. I mentioned about how she keeps biting her lip, just like Twilight.
Well, like I said, the lip thing must have been a big part of the book because that kept coming up.
And then my next thought was they go back to the her apartment and the roommate and the brother are making out on the couch, and I'm thinking,
yeah, they're like naked
more
too.
Than making out. Yeah.
Don't you have a bedroom?
Wasn't she sick like a couple hours ago?
No one
like,
questioned that.
Of
really.
All the things in the movie, that's what you came up with. That was the most implausible thing that happened.
Well, no, because that was the whole point of her meeting Christian Grey.
Yeah, because she was
like,
sick.
I'm sick. That was like a big plot.
That
was
a big.
That was the biggest plot point in the whole movie.
They wouldn't
if
have met.
She wasn't sick. Yeah, there wouldn't have been a movie. That bitch, she just should have taken her antibiotics.
With the transitions in that film, months could have went by and no one would have
known. I
don't
know what was happening for most of them. I kept turning to Jason going, what's going on?
I don't
no
know.
Plot.
I was looking at Twitter or something.
I have another quote on here. Are you going to make love to me now?
No.
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 I don't make love. I fuck.
Hard.
And then what does he say later? He's like, I'm going to fuck you into next Tuesday.
No, I'm going to fuck you to the middle of the week. Yeah. Into the middle
yeah.
of the
no,
week.
I have that quote coming up.
Oh, good.
It kind of reminded me of, do you remember the movie... Savages when
I never saw it, but when he says wargasms,
yeah, he doesn't have orgasm. He has wargasms.
But okay, I think this brings me to the one of the main flaws with the movie is it took itself so seriously.
Oh yeah,
and this is not a movie where like there's actual serious things going on because it's a fucking joke.
Yeah,
but it took itself so seriously with these characters who have no dimension, a plot that doesn't exist in an unrealistic world.
I think a better movie would have been. Carol and Mr. Henderson, the movie.
From Tim and Eric.
Good
we'll have
folk.
To watch that after this.
I have noted here The Temple of Doom.
Okay, so we references. Watched The Temple of Doom going into this.
That movie is fucking insane,
I love Temple of Doom. And we have drawn some interesting parallels to Indiana Jones and The Temple of Doom.
It was little Asian kids
and
50
Shades of Grey.
And we'll be going through these as we go.
So what was the first observation you made to the Temple of Doom?
Well, just the fact that the thing that he keeps tying her onto looks just like the thing that they lower the sacrifices down in Temple of Doom.
Also, when she opens the door and it's a red room, Temple of Doom.
Yep.
Temple of Doom.
The playroom.
And I guess you could say, metaphorically speaking, she gets her heart ripped out.
Oh.
Yo, there you go.
A good one.
Spoiler. Is this where you keep your Xbox? No. I keep my sex toys in here.
I keep my fucking quite. Whips.
If you want to be with me.
And handcuffs.
If you want to be
please,
with me.
Please, I play PS4.
If you want to be with me, you have to be completely submissive. Sign a contract that gives me basically the right to your life and sex. And
I own you
somehow
now.
You still fall in love with me at the end of this movie.
Yeah, I wrote
and,
on here.
And you have to be on your knees when
I
come to the door.
What yeah. a this is the most
God,
sexist
this
thing.
Fucking yeah. sucks.
This was the most.
I wrote in here. He's kidnapping her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, you can't have sex with anyone else.
Because,
we're not dating
because you signed a legal document. It's okay.
He's legally kidnapping her.
Yes. Yeah, he's like legally. I want you to give yourself to me.
So then,
legally,
the question is it Stockholm syndrome? That would explain a thing or two.
That makes it, again, a scary movie.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's all the money that...
This is not a
It should have been marketed as a psychological horror romance.
I want this to be recut as a horror movie.
It doesn't need to be recut.
It does, yeah.
Change the music a little bit.
Change the marketing. It'll be a horror movie.
Okay.
At least on Halloween. Horror movie.
Here it comes. The big plot twist of the movie.
She's a virgin.
She's a virgin.
She's a virgin.
Go.
I didn't see it coming, to be honest.
Whoa, neither did she.
She's never seen it coming.
No. Oh, okay. I think with her being a virgin, I guess the idea that one of the things I guess I'm really speculating. I'm grasping at straws here because I'm trying. Yes, I really am. I think the idea was that made him want her more because she's like pure, and he's like, "You've done other stuff," and she's like, "No, I've just never." I don't know if that means that she's never like kissed a boy or she's never like. Done any? I don't know what that meant, but I think in his eyes it's like, oh, this is this virgin girl I can mold into whatever I want. And for her, it was such an extreme. Like they had this unnatural chemistry. I guess that's what they were.
And also,
he wanted to start with French kissing, and he wanted an anal fisting.
Let's hold hands. I want to stick my fist up your ass. Like,
also,
right, how about your vagina?
Let's not forget, we want to go back to Temple of Doom. I'm sure they sacrifice a few virgins in there as well.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do.
Good point. But she got accustomed to everything really quick.
Yeah, for a virgin girl.
All right. So by this point, we had started to get some of our lengthy sex scenes.
Oh, okay.
And I just wrote in here, I want Bush.
Oh, there was Bush.
Him. And then I wrote in here, I got a little Bush.
They both had a little Bush, actually. Here's the thing with the sex scene.
She was a beaver.
The first one, I was uncomfortable watching. Like, just in a theater full of people, surrounded by friends, I was like, this is weird to watch. By the fourth and fifth one, they were just boring. I've seen this before.
I was
before.
So bored.
So, yeah, it was
like,
the same thing repeated.
With a different
song. Song.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, okay, the best part of the whole movie was the Rolling Stones song when she was making breakfast. Beast of Burden.
Good scene.
Danny Elfman walked in. He goes, "Why did you even call me?"
Why would you waste Danny Elfman on 50 Shades of Grey? What do you got next?
His mom gives him a cock block.
That's true.
Yep.
And then it's such a nice scene. Like, I thought she'd be like, "Who's this girl?" Blah, blah, blah. "Oh, hi. How you doing? I'm Mrs. Grey. Okay, bye."
Yeah, what was the point of that scene? Yeah. We don't know.
A lot of those scenes were like room-esque where they didn't go anywhere.
Room-esque? I think The Room is technically a better film than this.
Technically.
It had more of a plot.
She walks in, "Hi, doggy," and then walks out. But
both
basically
movies,
what happened in that scene.
The sex scenes were both equally as boring in both movies.
Yeah.
Josh can attest to this because I made a comment as it happened. They hit a rack focus. Good for them.
They did.
When was that?
And it was perfect.
It was a perfect rack focus.
On great. What?
I don't remember what scene or why. But.
To the listeners who don't know what a rack focus is,
all right,
quickly explain.
Basically, you're changing your focus from one subject to another, and it's usually in some sort
from
of
like
a
the background to foreground?
Yes. And for example, I think what they did in the movie was it was her and then to the mirror where, I guess, Christian Grey was standing.
He was in the background.
In it.
And she
was
naked.
Yeah.
They were both naked. They went in the tub. Yeah, I guess that.
She had big nipples.
What about that weird like split focus when they were having sex?
I didn't notice that
when
one.
When he was like taking her from behind?
I wasn't paying attention to the focus.
No, like both of them were like her face was in focus, the rest of her body was blurred, and then he was in focus.
Maybe they did it on purpose because of nudity. They didn't want to show.
I don't
too much.
Think they cared.
I'll tell you what.
I don't think they care about
that
nudity.
First sex scene when they were like panning up. I almost threw up because it was like so like motion sick.
Are you talking about when they have the
with the mirror on the ceiling?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where's this going? It just keeps going up and then it's just
there was,
them again.
There was a scene in Psycho where he's talking to his mother in the room and the camera moves up the staircase and then over the doorway and then sits on top of the doorway and like she walks down. Mm-hmm. He walks down carrying the mother. And I actually thought that's what this was doing because I've never seen a shot like that unless it was intentionally artsy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen and I guess this was trying to be artsy, but this wasn't like it's such an odd way to move the camera that it was so disorienting until they show it's a mirror. Great, there's a mirror
there, because now you can see his ass again.
Yeah, because I saw that already.
All right. So I wrote in my notes here, I'm glad she didn't bleed or anything on their first time.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, Sean.
Jesus.
You should see the director's cut.
I wonder if that's in the book. I don't know. Oh, okay. Now I mentioned the yellow that's on the screen, which is either...
I'm telling you, it's part screen. Of the movie.
I think...
No. Safe word, I mean, one of the safe words was yellow.
No. It looked like she had mustard on her shirt, and then they went
yes,
outside.
Yes, yeah, I
and,
thought yeah. there was mustard. I thought that's what that yeah. was.
And
yeah,
then
yeah, yeah.
it's back in the sky, so clearly it's not.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, Mrs.
Robinson. Yeah, the
oh,
character mean, we never
here's
see.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
No, slower.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Now tie a girl to the ceiling and hit her with a whip.
Put your hand
there's
out
a film.
So hit the
yeah, there's a
hand.
Film, apparently.
You know, this actually does have a lot of parallels to
Temple
the
of
Graduate.
Doom.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does. She's graduating college, and she meets, I guess, technically an older man. He's only a few years, but he's still an older man.
And
they have an affair.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, but at the same time.
And they have pop songs. If you can call Simon and Garfunkel.
No,
pop.
I would
here's,
not.
Right, here's what he admits. He said,
Chris.
So he says something along the lines of, like, he doesn't use the term lovers or boyfriend and girlfriend or
it's just dominant and submissive
or anything like that. He uses the term dominant and submissive, and he says that I lost my virginity when I was 15 to one of my mother's friends, who we don't know if it's his crack whore mother or his mother. Like that raised him.
Does it show
I'm
matter.
Going to assume
which, it's a crack
whore. I'm going to assume his new mother because
really?
He was 15. Yeah.
But maybe
he
like kept in contact. I don't know. Who cares? But anyway, so
you
he says
I
was.
I told you it was that bad. I had like
I was her in. Submissive for 6 years, not lover. Not I was with her. I was submissive to her for 6 years. Who the fuck talks like this? And after that, you're going to still sleep with the guy?
And then he was, like, explaining everything, like, plot-wise there while she was sleeping.
Well, we're going to get to that.
So this guy's 25, right?
No, he's 27.
27.
27.
Yeah. Oh. I actually did the math. I'm like, so he has 6 years experience with Mrs. Robinson. Now he's been doing it for 6 years.
Oh.
Oh, I get it.
But then when did he turn into a billionaire? Because he's had 15 girls. How often do these girls come through?
Probably pretty quickly, if the movie taught me anything.
Yeah, he beats them with a belt.
And
then
they
go
leave.
Home.
The end.
Not in my books.
Also, he fell in love with her in like 3 weeks, and if that's never happened before, I'm assuming this is like a day-by-day thing.
Then he buys her a car, and she wants her old car back.
She mentions how her computer is down, and immediately there's a Mac guy setting up a new computer.
Setting up a MacBook. I'm just going to open it and press power for you.
And if I'm not mistaken, a couple scenes later, when she's using her laptop to look up submissive...
There's no light
she's
on
using,
there.
No, she was using a different laptop.
Was she?
It wasn't even
was
a Mac. She?
Oh,
are you really?
I mean,
sure?
It didn't look like a Mac to me.
Well,
yeah, when she closed it. You know,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, and then how about did you write down anything about the texting conversations that
I did.
Popped up on the right, side of the screen?
What is this House of Cards?
Like,
yeah, I didn't enjoy that.
No, no one enjoyed anything in this movie.
Oh, actually, my next
except for
this note.
Rolling Stones song, I enjoy that.
My next note, damn text on screen.
There you go.
But they were weird. They're like, have you given any thought to being my submissive? And you're like, I miss you. Let me tie you to the wall.
Like, is she a great big fat person?
I don't understand.
Where are you? What bar are you at?
I'm getting you now.
I want at that point, I want to know how the fuck he found out what bar she was at.
Yeah. He just
did he have a tracker on her?
I'm thinking like I'm thinking he tracked her after he called her the next
this
time.
This is a creepy movie. This really is not is. Okay, it opened on I don't know if we said this on air yet, but it opened on Valentine's Day. Around Valentine's Day. And it's marketed as this romance, this sexy, erotic thing.
It's the greatest
and
romance
it's
story
just
ever told.
So creepy.
There was a romance story in this?
Yeah.
All I thought
there was a story in this?
I've fallen in love with you. What's there to fall in love with? You don't know him. The only thing he's done since you met him is degrade you and beat you and buy you nice things. And you're in love with him?
Well, it's a modern love story. It's a modern love story.
It's a 21st century love story.
Buy me things, and then you can hit me.
All right, Chris Brown.
Oh. Nice.
All
Zing.
Right. She's wearing a zipper bra.
Yeah. A zipper bra?
That was like a sports bra.
Oh yeah, was it? It was. I didn't she go so. Jogging yeah, afterwards? I think she was
running.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I missed that.
Things happened. Probably, there was a writer.
I was. What
I think
was there? No, what?
Well, no. You see, the zipper bra was symbolism for her relationship coming together perfectly in a zipper formation.
I think it was just an allusion to her wanting to be like in a gimp suit.
Maybe.
Is that, does that come up in that other? Like, do they get more sexually graphic?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm telling you, like, when there were no nipple clamps.
I saw no anal beads.
No, it was no anal beads. Genital clamps
really?
Was the thing.
Genital clamps or cross off.
Oh no, what you said? What butt plugs? That's what she was commenting on, right?
Butt plugs. Yeah.
What are butt plugs? Jeez, I don't know the name. It's in the fucking name.
A plug that you put up your butt.
I just want to point out, and I wrote this as a note. So clearly, as we established, she's a virgin or was a virgin. We didn't see them doing anything other than missionary. And then
no,
all
they did doggy style.
He flipped her over.
Later.
Well,
when he broke into her apartment and raped her. Then he flipped her over, smacked her ass comically. Yeah.
And this was all while the door was open.
Yeah.
Yeah, the door to her place was
he
open.
He never fucking closed the door.
I wrote on here, she took butt sex like a champ.
Yeah.
Did that happen? I didn't notice.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell.
That was that weird one where it looked like he may have actually penetrated her.
Are you sure that was butt sex?
That was butt sex.
This is why
I'd have to see a diagram.
I couldn't see any sort of insertion to determine whether this was doggy style or butt sex, and I would love to analyze this more.
But this
leads to my theory that they had sex on camera because there.
It really looked like when
he flipped her like that, right? And it was so quick. I think they had sex on camera.
Editing. Did you notice this was the only time that he wore a condom?
Yeah.
No, the first time.
I saw him rip the condom like two or three times.
I only saw one.
The very first sex scene, he whips out a condom.
Yeah, but he always sees him go like that and bite it.
That's the movie. You have to rip it off with your teeth.
Oh yeah. It doesn't actually work.
You just rip the condom and then you have to pay a lot of money afterwards.
For 18 years.
I got enjoyment of one guy who was in the audience during the contract negotiation.
Oh, he started laughing?
She goes anal fisting and goes, oh! Yeah. And then he goes vaginal fisting, oh!
he was way in the corner of the movie theater, too.
Yeah.
Nobody in that theater enjoyed the movie. I could hear people around us.
Snickering, giggling.
Everyone was snickering. Mm. Everyone was like, this is a fucking serious movie. We thought we were going to go in there and like, ruin what was like just an average sexy romance.
Nope.
But it was so horrible that everybody in the movie theater was like, nah, this is...
This outsold Catcher in the Rye? Like,
and what was the other book?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
I think this movie might have had a chance if it were produced like Caligula. Like co-produced by Penthouse.
Speaking of outselling, in the UK, it did outsell Harry Potter.
Oh. Wow. On the home field advantage.
Well, she's British.
She is British, but
the story takes place in
Seattle.
In Twilight.
I didn't notice.
Wait, you're right. That is the setting of Twilight with Seattle.
Well, there you go. Makes sense.
It started out
They're not even hiding the fact this is a Twilight fan fiction.
Unless
you want to bet that this takes place in the Twilight universe, they're going to have an Avenger-style crossover at some point.
Well, that's why we should have stayed on to the Twilight.
If that happens, I will... give up.
That's why we should have
I'll
stayed
tender
for the
my
after
resignation.
Credits scene. Where
oh,
Edward
I couldn't
Cullen
have run out of I went yes when the movie was
oh,
over
dude.
And ran out of the
I have
movie
never
theater.
Been so happy in my life when a movie ended.
I was actually physically in pain through most of that.
More
than
so
she was.
Antsy. I mean, I thought when we saw Inherent Vice, I wanted that to be done immediately.
Well, that's also because it was 2.5 hours long, too.
Yeah, no, that killed me.
This felt like four.
Yeah.
And it was only 2 hours.
Less than two hours. I wrote in here, she's biting again.
Yep.
That
was her thing.
And then, she graduated.
Yeah.
Apparently she just graduated.
And then he like corners her on stage in front of the whole school. It was like, will you be my sex slave? And she's like, sure, why not?
He also holds up the line, but the line doesn't get backed up.
No.
And then this like nerdy ugly girl comes up and he's just like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, and he's giving the
speech.
You're
not going to be my sex slave.
Okay, who else thought that her dad looked just like Daniel Craig?
Oh, he did.
Yeah. He was Dollar Store Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Dollar Store.
I couldn't tell. He was only in the movie for 30 seconds.
Well,
it was Dollar Craig.
Her dad died when she was an infant, and it was her stepdad. Yeah, her dad died when she was an infant, and that was the stepdad that raised her.
Her first stepdad.
And she's had like three more since... Oh, Two more since then, and Bob was the current one.
That's right.
And the mother couldn't come to her graduation because Bob broke his foot playing fucking golf. Bob.
That's right. God, I made a comment.
And then how you like, hurt yourself playing
and
golf?
And then she goes, well, Mom, you can come to my graduation without Bob. And she goes, nah.
But you know what that tells me? That's probably why she was like into the abusive relationship, because her parents are negligent.
Well, no. Her father was like real cool, though. Daniel Craig was a cool guy.
I mentioned to Josh as we were watching it, because of her mentioning all the father she's gone through, I'm like, wow, it's Boyhood all over again.
Well, did this take 12 years to make?
No.
But this felt like
12 years to watch.
Yeah.
More so than Boyhood.
She is
going to win a Razzie.
She had 12 whips to take.
Oh, come on. Jeez, and half of your puns are always hits. Oh! No, a submissive. Let's not be offensive.
Let's not be offensive here.
Well, one thing. All right, so at one point, I'm not sure if you have this written down, Sean, but Jason turned to me when Christian met the father. Jason goes, what was the point of that scene? I said, he's never photographed with a woman in public, and he never smiles when you take a picture.
Oh, that was
the
point of that.
In that moment, he pulled her like, I like you enough to be photographed with you, because clearly that's what most men are like. And then, like, oh, you can be in the picture now.
With me.
With
my
me.
Money.
You get me as a reward. And then he smiled. And I guess that's the plot.
Even his smiles weren't good.
You
they
noticed
were just
that,
so
like,
creepy looking.
During that, though, his smile was really nice and she looked like complete crap.
Yeah.
Her like, mouth was open.
How about the scene where he looks at it in the paper and it's just so
it's just
badly looking?
Picture, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Christian Grey and friend.
I have another quote. Oh my God, Christian, that's a car.
Oh,
yeah.
When he buys
yeah, and
car.
He goes, "You nothing goes by you, does it?"
Honk, honk.
I feel like a horny 3-year-old wrote this script. What'd you just say?
I said 4.0 GPA.
Yeah.
That's a car.
Clearly, why do you think I made a note of it?
Yeah.
We just got a touch of dick. Apparently, that was
oh,
that's
the millisecond scene where
millisecond.
He takes his dick
the
out.
Chubs.
It's just like
yeah,
no,
the little zip.
Every man in the audience winced when that happened.
It was like oh no, too far.
What do I have here? Oh, his mom's accent went away. That's right.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah. Then he carries her out of the house because he's
yeah.
pissed off.
I couldn't
go to Georgia.
I didn't understand Spanks why Georgia was such a big deal.
Because he gets whatever he wants, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, you didn't tell me you're going to Georgia. And she's like, I don't have to tell you everything. And he's like, you're my sex slave. You belong to me. So therefore, I need to know what you're doing all the time. And instead of being like, you're a psychopath, I'm calling the police. It was, no, why can't we just work this out?
Why was she going
beyond
to
that? Like, didn't the contract even state that she would be a submissive on the weekends only?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sunday, yeah. I think it was. Yeah.
No, it was Thursday through Sunday.
Well, she never signed it, so it didn't matter anyway.
Oh yeah, well the rule. Well, that was another thing.
Spoilers.
The rules don't. Oh yeah, sorry. There's gonna be spoilers in this podcast.
Don't get too upset.
The rules don't apply, like because she never signed the contract, so the rules don't apply. But they still apply because he would still beat the shit out of her if she went against them. Yeah. Like that was in the movie.
So she didn't have to sign it, really.
But like a lot of the hits didn't even. I felt nothing out of it. Like when he carried her out of the room in like when she talked about going to Georgia and he smacked her on the ass, it looked playful. Like it didn't even look like there was any weight behind it.
I'd like to imagine the director's notes on that one. Okay, look pissed and then do a playful slap.
Could someone explain why was she going to Georgia again?
Because she wanted to get away from Christian.
Because the guy broke his foot playing golf.
Well, no, because she wanted to. Because he called. So the mother called her and was like, "You haven't been talking to me. What's going on? I'm sorry I missed your graduation. I really want to spend time with you." So she's like, "All right, fine. I'll go spend time with you, Mom, because I'm a little frazzled with this Christian." Again, the narrator really would have really helped here to get her thoughts on this. And I'm really trying to look at this piece of shit like as constructively as possible.
Well, actually,
by the way. But
I think there is method to that madness, though, because she did say that she was like her mom, a romantic, because she was an English major or whatever. What the hell?
Oh,
did
I
that
have
mean?
To be because I like English.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So basically, her mom works as a parallel to her, and she sees her mom with this guy, and they're really happy together. And he says, "Oh, you're lucky. I love you." And they're playing around.
Yeah, that couldn't have been more obvious.
And then she goes upstairs and pouts because her boyfriend's abusive.
Like, but actually abusive.
Yeah. No.
Like, this is the most biggest piece of shit guy ever. Why any woman would find this guy...
He's rich.
He gets her cars. Touché. I'm surprised he didn't buy her an iPhone at some point. He got her the MacBook and he got her the car. But she had a flip phone from, like, 05.
That was the only positive chemistry they had in the whole movie is when he was buying her things.
I noticed when he went through his contacts and saw Anastasia, there was still the option to FaceTime her.
Why did you notice that?
Because I looked at it, and then I noticed he had a flip phone. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, it could have been the new Mac. Yeah.
What, is that a? Yeah, I'm not a Mac person.
You can FaceTime me through your phone.
You don't know how to turn the guy's iPhone off in front of us.
I didn't want to talk to him.
So this guy turns around, and
it's sitting in front of us. Sitting in front of us in the theater.
The movie's about to start. And there's that old couple in front of Mike and Chris who think that they're gay. And the guy turns around and goes, "Excuse me, I just got this iPhone.
About it.
I don't know how to turn it off." And we're like, Mike's like, "I don't know how to do anything." And we're like, just like,
"I'm gay."
Mike's like, "Don't talk to me. Just please. I'm in 50 Shades of Grey. Why are you?
You didn't see me here.
You don't know who I am. My name's Dan.
Dan Dowling."
And then we're like, "Oh, just hold the button." He's like, "Oh, cool." But
wait, is he Cookie Monster now?
I don't know. I don't care. Sure, why not?
He kept trying to run away, and his wife kept pulling him back.
Like, no, this was a good book, honey.
And he's like, "Honey, the gays helped me. I was able to turn off my phone."
When I told my parents I was going to go see 50 Shades of Grey Valentine's Day, they go, "Wait, how many of you were going?" I'm like, "Oh, like 5 or 6. I'm like, "Oh, good. Don't go with just one other guy."
Otherwise, you'll end up like me and Mike Dowling.
Oh, yeah. That guy probably, like, Lysoled his iPhone when you guys were finished touching
it. Yeah.
Did you see his wife? He didn't care.
I hope this guy listens to the podcast.
What if it was a listener?
I hope this guy is, like, a listener. Oh, God.
Well, he didn't know how to turn his iPhone off, so yeah, I doubt he knows what a podcast is.
His grandson will show it. "Oh, Grandpa, didn't you see 50 Shades of Grey? Look at these jagaloons on the internet."
50 Shades of Jagaloons.
50. That's the title of the podcast.
All right, so... they rip off a scene, the bed scene from The Jerk, where he's talking to her.
That's a Steve Martin movie.
He's saying that his mother was a crackhead and a prostitute. She's asleep. Yeah.
And then she wakes up. Tired. And she's like, he's like, "Do you really have to go to Georgia?" And she's like, "Mm-hmm." like she could hear him. She
during that scene, then, did she hear anything that he said about the crack whore?
That is my interpretation.
Really, I don't think she did.
Her eyes were closed. She looked asleep.
That would be where, like, a narration would be nice.
Again.
Yeah.
I heard him say the thing about his family.
There you go.
If the book was written in first person, then she would have to know about it.
Yeah, because there was no way that bit of information could have gotten out unless she heard him say it.
Think about the writers here. It's very possible.
And then God said...
Wait, hold on, wait. Knowing that there was a narrator in the book, was there any scene in this movie where she was not in? No, right? She was in every scene.
Except the cutaways where he's checking his phone.
Yeah, but...
the part where he's in the car looking at his phone, yeah.
Well, yeah, but
I don't think
that
counts.
It should have been a narrator.
Because she was technically in those scenes texting him.
Yeah, the same scene.
It doesn't count. It's not like we saw him go do something else.
And we mentioned that she worked at a hardware store, right?
Yeah.
So there's she's touched a lot of wood.
Okay, stop.
You're done.
You blew it.
You blew. Okay.
Oh, I'm fading fast, guys.
I wrote in here stalker, because he's a stalker.
He is a stalker. He showed up to Georgia.
Showed up in Georgia.
And she wasn't even happy to see him. She was "Oh my God, you're here." She was like, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah. And she's like, "Oh my God, what the fuck is he doing here?"
It's
like,
all right, I'm taking you on a plane.
And then her mom, it's okay. I'll pay money for you to do things, so love me.
Okay, I like you now.
The guy walks up. I'll have a fancy drink, gin and tonic with a moon and
if you don't have that, I'll have twice.
And the mom's like, I like you.
I like him.
Well, women like douchebags.
Like, I'm pretty sure the Christian Grey character is Bruce Wayne when he puts on the Bruce Wayne persona.
I was saying that the whole time. I'm like, this
Christian
dude is Batman.
If Christian Grey turns out to be Batman, I'll like these movies a lot more.
Still better than a George Clooney one.
Yes.
I mean, Batman, you know, he does have some inner demons, you know. You could see him as someone who's insane. So if he wants to whip
please
a girl,
don't ruin Batman for me.
Every time now.
Well, maybe the girl that he whips ends up becoming Catwoman. Because she uses a whip.
No, okay. Please stop.
Fan theorists, take to the internet.
Create a fan fiction of this fan fiction.
Speaking of,
we'll create a
50 Shades of Batman.
Speaking of theories, I wrote one on here that maybe her mom is Mrs. Robinson.
Oh,
I got that feeling.
This
Georgia.
Movie was written so poorly; it might happen. Yeah. But
God, you guys took a lot out.
But wait
of this,
a second, hold
more
on,
than
wait,
I did.
Where was she? Oh no, they were having dinner.
No, but he met her. He would totally have known.
Yeah, no, he met her. He would have totally have known that because unless
Mrs. Robinson is the stepfather,
because she just got up and walked the fuck out of the room.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
I might be
onto
something here.
Someone Google it.
I'm going to just ask my mom. Who read all three books?
Who's Mrs. Robinson?
I'll just Google it.
Just
my
Google
mom's
it.
Asleep.
I want to play a little game at the end of this.
Sure, I'll find out and then I'll let you know.
Oh no, don't let us know. That'll ruin
the
game.
I need to find out.
We have to wait till the
second
movie.
I don't want
to
play.
We need to all go see
the
second movie.
I'm not ever seeing this.
And then we all go see the second movie.
Christian Grey could buy me a car and whip me, and I wouldn't see the second movie.
Are you my? He's gonna make you sign a contract to
see the
second movie.
Yeah.
No, it's like you guys, we're all going to go see the second movie in 2 years, and the same homophobe is going to be sitting in front of us like, oh, fuck, I got to turn my iPhone off again. I got to ask these jagaloons.
Next time, let's play it off like we are a bunch of gay guys, because that would be really funny.
It would explain a thing or two. We subject ourselves.
You and Chris just hold hands, and he's just like, he incinerates.
I love this franchise!
And then we had that thing where it's like she was saying, oh, Mrs. Robinson, are you going to see Mrs. Robinson? And we thought that was a joke.
It's like, oh, haha, Mrs. Robinson. And
yeah.
Then...
Everything but the LOL.
Yeah.
And then she
was
gets.
Waiting for her to type LOL.
And then she. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
She really believed that he was with Mrs. Robinson. And he doesn't deny it.
No.
At all.
I don't get this.
Nor confirm it.
He does also run like a multi-billion dollar corporation. Maybe that had something to do with what
something.
He was doing.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, the party's like, I got to go make a business call. And then he's talking angrily on the phone. Ah, the deal didn't go through.
About his business.
That was the only time I've ever heard him do business, other than cancel my meeting. She just said that nobody knows me.
Other than the Latino group, we had Asians in the airport with
short round. Once again, another
there was
Carlos
a bunch of short
Temple
rounds.
There was a couple short rounds, yeah.
This was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom re-envisioned, as I like to
it was.
Because I watched
them back.
50 Shades
of
Doom.
This is George Lucas's special edition of Temple of Doom. I felt like I was being tortured.
It seemed like
I would have rather my heart been ripped out and caught on fire.
Indiana Jones uses a whip. Christian Grey uses a whip.
Yep.
Coincidence?
I can't. Every time there was any sort of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom related anything, I turn to Sean and be like, Temple of Doom, write it down.
I don't know. I wrote here they refer to things that were never said in the movie,
such as
Mrs. Robin. Example. Oh wait, I know.
I mean, I like they would, for example, Georgia. It literally doesn't come up until that one scene.
That
she's from. We never know anything, and then he gets all upset. That's why I was like, well, what does he care about Georgia?
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and just, there was a ton of things
Maybe
in there where
Mrs. Robinson's from Georgia.
They just start bringing up stuff that we've never heard before, like, as if we should know.
Do you want to know about Mrs. Robinson? He's
yes,
like,
I do.
Okay.
Do we?
All right, this is some mega spoilers, everybody.
This is future spoilers.
Spoilers that are so spoiling, they're from the future.
You ready for the big reveal? She's his business partner.
What?
Oh. In what business?
So we...
Gray matter for Breaking Bad.
She's Gretchen.
Yeah, it's just some woman.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, it's not like any sort of big twist. Like, they're still friends. I guess they're... I don't know if at one point she, like, goes... I would assume maybe one of the sequels...
I would have bet it was the author wrote herself in.
I would bet in one of the sequels that he ends up, like, screwing her, and then she gets mad, and he's like, but it doesn't matter because you're my sex slave and not my girlfriend. Like, I'm sure that'll come up.
Something will come up on her face.
Boo. No.
Boobs.
All right.
She had really big nipples. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
You've said that already.
I did.
Like a couple
times. I'm very tired.
We just haven't responded to it, like, on purpose, and you keep saying it.
Her nipple and areola were little top hats.
Oh, my God.
If she was black, they'd be real top hats.
We went there.
Continue.
Oh, you.
All right.
What else you got?
50 Shades of Fucked Up.
That's when he says it.
Yep.
And there was no
credits.
Yeah. There was no lead up to
Yeah,
it.
He just says it because it's in the book.
No, he says it because it's the title of the movie.
He's like, well, I guess we have to say it at one point.
Well,
so.
No, that's... I mean, we were saying, me and Sean were saying on the way in that, like, Christian Grey says that line in the book, and that's why it's titled 50 Shades of Grey, because he says, I'm 50 Shades of Fucked Up.
But they weren't talking
about,
like...
They weren't talking about shades at all.
But, like,
that's 50.
Not a common expression. It's like, oh, I'm 50 Shades of Tired, I'm going to bed. Like, that's not, like, something you just say. Like, if it was, like, I'm just... I don't know. It just didn't make any sense.
Just
it's
said
not,
it out of the blue. Just,
yeah, that's not something
50 Shades
says.
Out of the blue. I mean...
Why are you, like, the way you are? I'm 50 Shades of Fucked Up! What does that mean? 50 Shades of
Christian. Anastasia.
Should have been like, I'm an onion. I'm very, I'm layered. I'm complicated.
And Shrek would have walked
Shrek
in.
Is love. Yeah. Shrek is life. They should do a crossover with that.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That actually, would have
been amazing. I mean, he goes into her room. Shrek goes into the little boy's room. They have sex.
I was in
he
love with
her
Christian.
Up with love. He and then he flies out the window on his airplane.
Oh my on his glider.
Okay. So let's talk about the ending.
Okay, so he says, you'll never understand me because you don't know what I actually want to do to you. And she says, okay, I want you to do that to me. And he goes, are you sure? Are you 110% billion percent sure
that I'm going
to
whip
that
you?
That you want me to do this? And she says, yes, I want you to do what you want to do to me. So he goes, okay. Does that thing and
bends
she goes
her over a table,
whips her six times with a belt,
makes
which,
her count,
and then she says, "You will never do that to me again. I love you. Goodbye." Yeah. End of movie. Like, I don't understand.
Typical woman logic.
But that doesn't make. He said, "Are you sure?" And she said, "Yeah."
He even, cool with it. He even said, "It's going to be the worst thing that I'll ever do."
Yeah,
that's and, it.
Well, like, I mean,
really though, like getting hit with the belt.
Like a dress, a skin dress. That'll be in the sequel.
Yeah, that's Signs of the Lambs. That could be worse.
It could happen.
Like, he could have like wrapped her up in saran wrap and leave her in a cage for a week.
That would have been
what's
what?
That
would have been worse.
Yeah, well, I guess sure the cops suck. Don't listen to this one.
I don't like maybe again if there was a narrator as she like explained, this is the worst pain I've ever felt or some. But it's just like, all right, I'm gonna whip you with this belt six times. Then she gets up and goes.
That
oh,
sucks.
That's it. I'm done with you.
And then leaves and then says his name and the elevator well, door.
It would have at least been a little better if she like limped out of the room. to show that it hurt.
She
there was a
the
good scene
apart.
Of full nudity there though when she pulled away like you could see.
Oh yeah.
Everything.
Like, yeah. Oh, you yeah. were on Beaver Alert, weren't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have never
leave
seen
it to Beaver.
Beaver in a movie
someone
like
had
that
to be.
Before.
Yeah, no, I was looking too, and it's like every so often you see the very tiny top of.
Because
yeah,
she wasn't
pubes.
She was
my clitoris.
And the very end, the last couple pieces of dialogue in the movie.
Anastasia.
Christian. SpongeBob.
Doors closed. That's
and,
it.
And then everyone was at the edge of their seats.
Yeah, like,
we're like, is it over?
Because it was like
that.
A black screen
yeah,
for a good like
that,
5-10 seconds.
I said that out loud. I said, is that it? Is the movie over? And then you just, like, it couldn't have come any slower from the bottom of the screen. The little teeny tiny credit just pop up. I'm like, yes!
And
I stand
everyone
up
gets
and I'm like,
up.
Go, go. We're just leave. Just go because I can't even.
And then snow was outside.
Oh, and then, yeah. Then, yeah.
Then God punished us for watching the movie by making it a horrible
and then
wasteland.
We punished him by singing Skyfall.
Yeah, me, Mike, and Sean,
in an effort to not talk about the movie
yeah,
on the ride home,
we had we
talked
yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit and then sat in unbearable silence for the rest of the ride home.
I turned the music off. I'm like, I'm just pissed.
Oh, just like the end of the movie.
we just sung Skyfall and then we sung the Casino Royale theme.
Uh-huh.
I've never
and then I sung
a movie
Lola
movie
again.
Than that. I've seen some pretty bad movies in my life. I've seen some pretty bad movies.
This is a new level.
But I was so. Disturbed by this
yeah.
And I don't think again if this was a psychological thriller right and it was like something that was not some worldwide like mainstream phenomenon here
the Yeti
but knowing knowing what this is and knowing how well received this was by a general audience and knowing that like everyone's mom including mine and Josh's
and mine, yep.
have
oh,
read
I didn't know this.
I just learned this today
yeah Like, ask
maybe
your mom, ask
Robinson.
Your aunts. Like, they've... This is... It's not, like, some weird, like, oh, I read that book. Shh, don't tell anybody. Every, like, woman read this book, or these books, and loved them. And that, to me, is so disturbing.
Maybe because, like we were saying, the book has a narrator, so you get more context out of it. I mean, maybe you can maybe
yeah, versus zero.
Can, yeah, versus this directionless, just boring, gray movie.
No, but like I know that I don't know if you're trying to make a pun there, but the movie is gray. The color palette's
oh, yeah.
gray. The acting is bland. The story is non-existent.
It's bland. It's overall bland.
It's,
and the undertone is horror.
It's like Cheerios.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like the Cheerios of bad
yep.
sex
it's
movies.
It's just cornflakes to me. It's just fucking bland.
With like instead of milk, it's made out of
like the
rust.
Sex scenes were so boring.
They were.
Holy Christ.
They, I mean, overall.
They also repeated a lot, too.
Yeah. Well, the one, they come from the Red Room of her being, like, tied in different positions and doing God knows what. He comes out, he's playing the same sad song on the piano. And she's like, I want you to beat the shit out of me. And he's like, are you sure? And they go right back into the Red Room.
There's a formula to it. She comes over. He says, I love you. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Well, he never actually said the words, I love you, because that would have been a no-no for him. But it was clearly
implied. I want
you
to hear me. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Oh, that was so funny.
Then she gets frustrated. He goes away and does something angsty. Then they make out. Then they talk about their feelings, and she leaves in a huff. That happened 6 or 7 times, and then the movie ended.
Well, okay, so in all seriousness, my mom, who read all 3 books, and I would be embarrassed to admit that if, like, not everybody's mom and aunts and everyone read these books.
It's a rite of passage.
My mother doesn't know how to read.
Oh, good.
Oh?
No, sorry. But, like, the thing is, she said, I'm surprised they made the first book a movie. Because I think even the first book was just nothing but pointless sex scenes. And I think that the anticipation from fans was that this story that spans 3 books was going to be one movie. Because from what I can gather is it's a pretty simple romance, like actual romance story of like her, like him, her not being comfortable with her sexuality and him not being comfortable with romance. And then they meet somewhere in the middle and end up, you know, and then sort of there's more trials and triumphs and shit. But the first book, from what I understand, is mostly all just sex scenes. So I don't think that...
Lemons, as they say.
Do they say that?
Well, yeah, like...
what do you mean?
No, like... what is it?
Apples and oranges?
No, like... sorry.
Lemons
like
and apples.
Something like that.
Like a sex scene on like a fan fiction would be called a lemon.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And a lime is like a gay sex
scene. Oh, I did not know that at all.
Oh.
But like to me,
thank you, Jason.
This thank you for enlightening us and the listeners. I just don't think that this story on its own, even with a narrator or anything, is worthy of a film. It's not
maybe like a porno.
Yeah, well, it had the plot of a porno. When she walks in and she sits there, just tell me about yourself. I only have 10 minutes. Ooh, cancel my next meeting. Pizza! Pizza pie! Oh, anybody order a pizza pie?
Hey, where's my breadsticks?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're all out of breadsticks. That's real. I guess
I think
to
it would have had
this.
More artistic integrity if they just made it into a porno and not some
it Hollywood
blockbuster.
It should have been.
David Cross. If they went the Caligula route and just actually
like
fucking
Pornhub,
did it.
Like, actually co-produced this movie.
Yeah.
And like released Brazzers. It on like Pornhub. That would be kind of like,
and Gilbert Gottfried narrated it. I would have thrown all my money at them.
No, but I think as an actual porno this would have worked, but we don't live in 1976 where you go to the video store in the back room and rent like hardware store slots where it's like they fuck in the back of a hardware store, but there's like a plot to this movie. And then like someone like the cinema snob reviews it online 20 years later. Like we don't have that. Yeah. So instead we've got Pornhub, which is just straight scenes.
They
little
don't
snippets
waste our
of
time.
Porn. Yeah. They don't waste our time with the story. Cause we want to see a story. We go to the movie. So this is some weird blend of pornography and an actual
movie. It's
the
bastard child of a porno in Hollywood.
Like, it's a big budget porn.
But just doesn't
work. But it doesn't work.
It's boring.
They tried to make a porno into something it's not.
It doesn't work as a film. It doesn't work as a porn.
It doesn't work as a book.
It doesn't work as a book.
Apparently it does.
It just doesn't work.
Well, if the book truly captured the attention of so many millions of women, let's be honest, women.
It had to
have worked, right? So clearly what we're seeing is not a good translation.
Not
necessarily. It worked for something. Even the people who are fans of this book don't like this movie.
Is that the general consensus?
Yes. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
So there's a problem with
is it because the movie is just the first book or just because it just wasn't a good
translation?
Well, it wasn't
wanted.
A good movie anyway.
Well,
you're going to put that. It's not a good movie.
But we know that from firsthand experience.
What would a fan of the book say?
I think a fan of the book would be really disappointed.
Can we look up some like fan reviews?
We could.
All right, we're gonna phone in your Evan's mom here and
on air live.
Well,
Evan's mom.
She works in a hair salon, so she hears all this.
Oh, she's
shit.
Like, oh, Tina, you see there, 50 Shades of Grey? That movie was awful.
Talk about something else while I look this up.
Mike, did you say you wanted to quiz us on something?
No, not necessarily a quiz. I said I don't want to know about
the future
okay.
characters.
I spoiled it, I'm sorry.
Well, kind of, but not really. That really wasn't much to spoil.
No,
but
he's just a character.
We know the title of the second book is, what, 50 Shades Darker, well, and yeah. the third one is, what, 50 Shades, like, Redeemed or something?
69 Shades of Grey.
I don't know.
50 Shades of Jedi.
I want us to think of what could happen in the next story, in the sequel.
She wants to get whipped again, and she does.
Well, they're going to get back together.
Darker. He obviously tars and feathers her.
Oh, man.
Fisting.
I'm thinking that Jose actually might come back.
No.
Yeah.
Jose comes back as a werewolf and saves her from Edward. I'm calling it now.
Because, I mean, she fucking leaves him at the end of this.
Well, no, I think they're going to get back together.
Well, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, I'm sure in the end of the third one.
Like, this was the origin story. The sequel is always deals with the main nemesis, so...
Who's the villain in the next one?
Mrs. Robinson.
There was no villain. There was no villain.
Mrs. Robinson will call herself the mother of... What's her name? Anastasia? Annabelle?
Yeah,
whatever.
Annabelle.
I already forgot. Whatever.
BDSM.
Cut her hand off and say, I am your mother.
What does BDSM stand for?
Like, I'm pretty sure the B is bondage.
Big
dicks. I know, then sadism and masochism. I don't know what
the small member. Domination?
Yeah, bond is domination, sadism, masochism.
Oh,
sounds.
I don't know. I'm not some sort of sex pervert. I don't know these terms.
Well, that's why you can't get a girlfriend, because the book that captured the heart of the nation and then went right over your head.
You know what?
You're right.
If it's wrong,
you're right.
Okay, so. The consensus I got from, what, a minute and a half of looking on my phone is fans like the movie because they like the book. And I guess it's kind of like, I don't know if anyone read Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. That as a movie on its own was terrible because it didn't give you enough information. But if you already knew the information from the book, it didn't matter. So I guess the consensus would be, oh, I already know what this is because I read the book. So it doesn't matter that they put in the movie. But for people like us who haven't seen the haven't read the book, are just lost.
Oh, God, was I lost.
So what they're saying is, like, the movie's the greatest hits of the book?
It's a companion piece.
Yeah, like, I guess if you read the book, it's cool to see it as a porn.
So it goes along with it. It's not a translation.
I don't know. I mean...
Like, you ever imagine her getting whipped? Oh, there you go.
You can see it.
Oh, now I can see it.
Yeah, and I already know what she's thinking because I read the book. But I think that people... This is one of those things where people are so into the book that you'll throw anything with the name 50 Shades of Grey on it.
The one part that I found...
Like the teddy bear.
The one, like, little small tidbit part I found weird is, like, when he ties her up to the bedpost, like, her wrists to the bedpost.
I mean, the Temple of Doom torture scene.
Yeah, Temple of Doom scene.
Which, really, if you could watch that scene from Temple of Doom, that's the same scene.
Indeed. but, like, he puts the wine in his mouth and then kisses her and, like, puts it into her mouth.
No, he spits it into her mouth.
Yeah,
he even kisses her.
Is that the same with the ice? And it's just, like...
Spit her like she was in a Chick-fil-A.
Now, if this movie was, like, realistic, she would have started to choke and he would have had to perform CPR.
No one's, like, actual sexcapades are actually that smooth and romantic. It's always like, let's try something from 50 Shades of Grey. And they just fuck it up and go, eh.
How many first dates have you gone on where someone's flown you around in a helicopter?
None.
Well, wasn't that the premise of the lube commercial before the movie started?
Yeah.
They tried something from 50 Shades of Grey, and then they decided they needed
the marketing genius.
No, this movie is unrealistic. Even by its own logic, it's unrealistic.
Yeah, nobody buys a girl a car like that.
They flew around in like an attack drone halfway through the movie. Of course it's realistic.
Speaking of injuries, there was actually an article that came out about how there's been people who have been hurting themselves because they've been trying different BDSM stuff.
Holy shit.
Because of 50 Shades of Grey.
Dear God.
I bet you in the book the sex scenes were more graphic.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
really? I mean, you heard Gilbert
There's
Gottfried's
no MPAA on books.
Yeah,
no,
really... I mean, yeah, there was really dirty sex scenes in this movie, but nothing that was
were
like jaw...
No, I found them pretty clean,
like,
actually.
Nothing that was like
if there weren't
jaw-dropping.
Nudity, I feel like these could have been in like a PG-13 movie almost.
You're right. Yeah. I actually agree with you. Because you didn't really see... It was the fact that they were naked.
Know.
They were trying to be sensual.
I think it was dirtier in the book.
No, it was.
Well, it had to have been.
But you can't tell me if they took out the nudity, it would be PG-13. There's no way.
Somebody call Gilbert. He read the movie. He'll tell us.
He read the movie.
Here's another fun fact.
He read the book. I'm sorry.
Here's another fun fact.
Oh, good. I love fun.
50 Shades of Grey has caused a rise in STDs among people over 50 years old.
What?
Oh, they know our pain.
This movie, this phenomenon is ruining our society.
Did you know that there's also a wine label for Fifty Shades of Grey?
I did know that one. And yeah. Critics say it is the worst wine ever.
They say it tastes like leather.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's probably sold a lot, though.
Is that intentional?
It comes in a gift. Hey, we bought Run Burgundy leather, Scotch, like, so got, I guess it works.
I finished that, too.
It's got two flavors, red satin and white silk.
Ew. Oh, no, how gray? Sensual.
No gray.
There's no yellow?
I'm surprised there's no gray.
The author E.L. James in 2013
killed herself. Yay!
She made $95 million.
Jesus Christ. When did it start writing fan fiction?
And, and they paid her $5 million.
Obi-Wan said, "Bend over and let me shove my lightsaber up your ass." Oh, this is great literature.
Use the Force.
Oh, but we'll just change the names, so it'll be a completely different...
I can't wait for, like, historians to, like, read these books and be like...
I think they're scriptures.
In the Obama era, people used to watch this kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the Bible was just a fan fiction from many years ago.
No, I don't even want to address that.
That's a really interesting conversation we could go into, but I don't think we should.
No,
yeah,
no.
I'm faded fast, guys. I'm pretty beat.
There's another thing.
No pun intended.
The term "oh my" appears in the book 178 times.
I feel like
times.
They replaced that with "wow" in the movie.
Maybe. Or "okay."
She said "okay" a lot.
She said "okay."
She said, wow.
There was one time where it was like he said something ridiculous.
Yeah, he's like, "I could tell you this part about my life, but I'm not gonna."
And I went,
"Okay,
okay." And then she said, "Okay,
okay."
But like, what? Like, I'm not gonna tell you about my fucked up life with these cigarette burns on my chest.
Oh, okay. Sure, whatever.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
tie me to the Temple of Doom. Like,
you have to completely trust me enough to beat the shit out of you. But I'm not going to tell you anything about me.
Okay.
Don't talk to me anymore. I'm bad news. Okay. And then he leaves and mails her books, like, immediately.
And she's like, okay.
Just get me another car. It'll be all cool.
Okay.
You give me the money for my old one. Okay.
I think this whole thing is him having, like, a psychological episode, and she's just going along with it.
Or maybe he's fucking with
it. It really is
American
Psycho.
How far can I push this? It is. It really, if you looked at American Psycho from one of the girls that he killed in that perspective... This is exactly what the movie would be.
Here's another fun stat. Last year, it was the most watched trailer. It had 93 million
views.
Wait,
it beat Avengers, right?
So it beat
everything.
Star Wars?
Everything.
Jesus fucking Christ. Furious 7?
I think people were more just curious of how could they make this into a movie and just wanted to see the trailer. I remember the couch that we're sitting on right now, I saw the trailer.
Oh, God.
Oh, what'd you do to this couch?
Oh.
I saw the trailer for the movie sitting on this couch over the summer before we moved any of the furniture.
I really want to get up now.
And I remember just watching it like, I can't believe they...
That's it, Josh. Call the landlord. He's evicted.
Did you at least turn the cushions over?
Can I at least
over?
Clean out my playroom?
You at least flip the cushions.
Can I clean out my playroom before I leave?
You mean your Temple of Doom?
Something, the Temple of Doom. If I had a sex room, I'd call it the Temple of Doom because that's great.
Something I remember from the trailer was they
put that in there. I'd put that statue in there with the fucking skull hands with the chain.
Here, I'm gonna pour.
I would totally put that in there.
I'm gonna pour wine into your mouth as I tie you up.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought interesting when I think it was the first trailer, they were trying to sell the movie by explicitly mentioning it featured a new version of Crazy in Love.
Yep.
In a movie trailer.
Yep. Yeah,
I've never seen that before.
And that
begins the new trend of singing pop songs real slow to make them intense
gonna
and creepy.
Well, I feel like Avengers kind of did that too with the
Uptown
No Strings
Funk
on Me.
Gonna give it to you.
That's a song. Really?
Saturday night, we in the spot.
Wow. That's the whole.
Wow. Oh yeah, I remember that now.
Maybe
wow,
they got
to
use
a
Disney
song.
I
had no idea. I mean, I haven't seen Pinocchio since probably I was really young.
When You Wish Upon a Star was like the same thing, right?
That.
You know Gene Simmons covered that?
Okay.
What? When You Wish Upon a Star?
Okay.
He covered, like, okay. Yeah, let me just give you, like, horrible news and just go, yeah, sure, whatever.
It is basic,
I have an
right?
album
no.
that includes Run, Run, Rudolph as done by Lemmy.
Oh, I've heard that.
Run,
heard that.
Run, Run, Rudolph. I took so much drugs. Well, every line of the song is because that's how Lemmy sings.
Rudolph, the red-nosed
reindeer?
Had a very jolly nose, like that.
You sound like walking.
Kind of. Only
Rudolph, red nose,
reindeer.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, so let's talk about better casting choices for these
better
characters.
Better Call Saul.
Bob Odenkirk is Christian Grey. Yeah, right. And the fat chick from Pitch Perfect.
Now that would be a movie.
A movie.
Showtime. Okay, I'm going to just tie you up for these reasons so I can break your one leg.
I heard the original choice for Christian Grey.
Oh, it was Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah. I was going to say, actually, Matt Bowman.
Well, no, he wasn't a choice. That was what the fans wanted.
That was the big petition. Okay. And they wanted the girl from Gilmore Girls.
But whose name I forget. Fans are telling... Well, that was another one. When they released these actors, the fans went, that's not what I envisioned.
Well, especially this guy. I mean, he's like a dollar store actor. The Christian Grey actor.
I've never heard of him. Holy I've never heard of him.
I think this is like his first movie, really.
Yeah, well, he was a porn star.
Oh, they should have cast Buff Bagwell.
No, they should have cast... What's his face?
Jeremy.
Yeah. No, they should have cast James Dean.
James Dean.
He looks like Christian Grey, right?
He does.
I don't know.
I can't think of like...
We should have cast you, Mike.
I'd have taken the money.
I couldn't have thought of
I mean,
of,
although
like,
every time I took off my shirt, I don't think any girl would be swooning.
We just gotta put cigarette burns on
you. Which I thought was unintentional. I thought the actor had bad acne.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just was like, what's going on
oh,
with that?
Oh, you know who would have should have been Christian Grey? Is Danny DeVito. Is that sex scene when they make Die Hard 5?
Oh, yeah. Shut up, don't talk.
Who was that actress that played Stifler's mom in American Pie?
Oh,
we know who you're talking about. Yeah. We don't know her name.
Yeah.
She's also in Legally Blonde.
No.
No? I think so.
She could have been Anastasia's mom.
Yeah, I didn't see her in that position.
Anybody older than Anastasia could have been Anastasia's mom. The roommate, too bad they went with her sister.
The roommate could have been like Amy Poehler or something.
I don't know.
I think they would need to go a little younger.
Just a little.
You know, more college age.
Younger?
Tobey Maguire was like 50 when they cast him in Spider-Man and he was playing a high school student.
Tobey Maguire would have been a terrible Christian Grey. Yeah. But still probably would have been better an actor than this guy. I could literally think of it, like, in all seriousness, anybody could have been a better actor than this guy.
Obviously, the role's poison. No one wanted to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't
They
imagine.
Had to get no names because no one wanted to do it.
I kind of hope they do with this series what happened with the Atlas Shrugged adaptation, which is every movie has a completely different cast playing the same characters.
I doubt it. If they do it, it has to be an origin story every time.
Why did they do that with Atlas
Shrugged?
Christian
Grey got
no
bit
one
by
wanted
a gray
to be
spider.
An Atlas Shrugged. Each movie got progressively worse.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's a book.
Well, so is 50 Shades of Grey.
This isn't a fan fiction.
That's stretching it, Sean.
Yeah, it was an erotic novel, not a book.
Yeah, well, it was sold as a book, though. Like, it was sold.
It was printed.
No, but it wasn't sold as, like, ooh, gotta go into the back room.
Yeah, like, you could buy it at Target.
Yeah, I remember. I used to play a game when it came out. It was open to any page of 50 Shades of Grey and read a paragraph and see if it was something dirty, and it was always something
dirty.
I can
see the marketing for it. My the worst thing nipples. Put to paper since Mein Kampf.
I don't know.
They should make that a movie. Starring the same people.
Oh, that would be something.
Same exact cast, Mein Kampf the movie.
Oh, do you
have more of a plot?
Movie?
All right, so ending thoughts, worst film I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
I concur.
It taught me a lot of lessons about humankind.
Like, I can't think of anything worse.
This was
it
just
taught me almost nothing about human anatomy, though.
True. This was a very, very creepy,
bad.
Like, just
bad.
Skin-crawlingly
bad.
Weird.
One of the disturbing.
I can't. It doesn't get rating.
Doesn't fit that scale.
Zero's too high.
I give it 1 star out of 10. I'd probably give it 1 out of 10, too.
I thought it was a great horror movie.
A 10 out of 10.
Horror comedy.
Great horror comedy. So on a scale of a horror movie, because we grade horror movies on a very lenient scale,
yeah.
I'll give it a 3 out of 10.
Wow. Wow.
As a...
Wow. Wait, hold on, though. But think about that. If we're grading horror movies on a lenient scale, and you gave it a 3? Wow, that's like Jason Goes to Hell bad for a horror movie. And this isn't even a horror movie.
Yeah, as a movie, 0.3 out of 10.
Damn.
All right, can you
go back. All right, Mike, what'd you think?
I'm going to go kind of along Sean's in that there are creepy elements to it. Like, watching it can be really unnerving.
It's skin crawling.
So
it was scary.
I would give it a 2 on a horror scale. And
oh, boy.
And half a star on a... I'm not going to say real movie, but, you know, otherwise, movie scale.
What about you, Josh?
I'd say half a star, considering it had no plot, so it really wasn't a film. So
I'm surprised you decided to come see this with us. You were the last person
I thought
that'd be like... Yeah,
I'm surprised Josh came.
They'd be like, yeah, you know, I'll come watch it and do your podcast, yeah.
Why not?
I
made a couple moves.
Yeah, right.
I don't think
set up my playroom now. I'll be back.
I don't think that giving it a zero is fair, though, because, I mean, if I had to rate it, I'd give it like half a star.
Yeah, they did manage to make it.
It's a movie.
They made it.
I like some
it's
of the stuff.
Definitely a movie.
It's a movie.
I had a couple cool shots. Nice rack focus.
The Rolling Stone song was cool, and I liked when they were sitting at the boardroom table. What,
one rack focus doesn't make it a good looking movie.
No, I said the Rolling Stone
no,
song.
No, I said rack focus.
I didn't see a single dolly shot.
Oh, zero. I'll give it a half.
When they were flying
star.
That attack drone, it looked nice.
Yeah, it's pretty shots of Seattle, which is gray and rainy anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Just like where we are.
Yeah, whatever. Half a star.
All right, gents.
I don't ever want to talk about this again.
Yeah, I think we're all we're
see you next year for 50 Shades Darker.
Nope. No.
Part two.
We'll see you next year at the meeting of. A psychologist.
Oh, I'm going. I need help.
We're all going to do this podcast as we're like talking to the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jason Green for Blah Blah Podcast 20, and this is my shrink.
I'm afraid for my
life. Dr. Franz Kafka.
I can't trust women anymore. What do I do?
I know this is more damaging to women than Gone Girl.
I didn't see
Holy
Gone
shit.
Girl. I want to see it.
Gone Girl. We really should have had a woman come on and talk from their perspective.
I
feel like
I
they could have provided
did.
Insight.
But I feel like they would have liked it. That's the scary
You don't
part.
Know that.
I don't know.
I don't know why it got so popular with women. Let's end this.
It's got to be the book. Yeah, turn it off. I'm done.
All right, guys.
I don't
want to
talk about this thing anymore.
Well,
I just fucking don't care.
Closing out, thank you guys for joining me and watching this horrible, horrible movie.
You're not welcome. I don't
and
want to be
you really are. You guys are true friends.
Aw.
Get out of my house.
But I got nowhere to sleep.
I don't fucking care.
You're sleeping
you
outside.
Sleep in the snow.
I'll make you up a room.
Ooh, a playroom?
Playroom.
Just hang me from the ceiling.
Temple
of
Doom.
Like with an Xbox?
No, bullshit. I play PS4. Who said that, Chris? That was really funny.
All right, gents. Josh, thank you for coming on. How'd you like your first podcasting experience?
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, really that's the last one you'll ever have.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
Because we're taking you to the Temple of Doom.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Mike's been a pleasure.
Always.
Okay. Evan?
Okay.
Evan?
Sure, one.
Oh, I'm so fucking tired right now. Evan, it was. Thank you for gracing me with your voice.
Okay.
And Chris, you too.
Okay.
All right, audience. Okay.
Okay.